Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we're talking holiday music.
And who better to sing a Christmas song than the Jesus of Cool?
The holiday season, Patrick.
Where has the year gone?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
We're back to the time of year we got to think about making those mixtapes for people.
That's right. Oh my God, I thought we just got done with that.
So much dubbing.
I know.
We love it. We love the listeners. We love to do it for them. And speaking of the listeners, we ask listeners to call and tell us about just one favorite holiday song, and we would just play that, and we'll do a whole week out of that.
That'd be great.
Let's start this off here. First of all, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs, and let's just go to one of the calls, okay?
Cool.
Hey, Patrick and Jim. This is Bill Mulligan from Falls Church. My favorite holiday song is I Was Born in Bethlehem by the incomparable Nick Lowe. Retelling of the tale of the birth of Jesus penned by Nick himself, Lowe's plaintive vocals are beautifully supported by a sparse instrumentation which includes an organ lending the air of a hymn. The song isn't jokey or a novelty like so many contemporary holiday songs, nor is it something that's been around so long that my grandparents owned it on a 78. Instead, it is a gentle, stirring reminder of the spirit of the holidays.
I was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years have passed since then, and I've done what I can to be there when a man can't find a friend on the streets of Bethlehem. As the story always said, we were trying to find a bed. It was cold, I was late, and we stood outside the locked gate of the inn until the kindness of strangers let us in to a stable round the back. Little more than a shack where my sweet mother, meek and mild, and herself only a child, gave her best, then took her rest.
That is a beautiful song.
That's really gorgeous. Really, really gorgeous.
I was not familiar with that.
Me
were
neither.
You?
That's the first time I ever heard it. Really beautiful.
So we love Nick Lowe. Nick Lowe can really do no wrong in my book. So
not do any wrong.
This was from an album he put out in 2013 called Quality Street, a seasonal selection for all the family.
Wow, and that's kind of nice. I got to get that.
It looks like it's a pretty, in Nick Lowe fashion, kind of eccentric take on a holiday album.
Yeah.
I got to check that out some more, but that's really beautiful. That's lovely.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to say Falls Church represent, man. Bill Mulligan said, thank you so much.
Thank you,
that's
Bill.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the call.
You know, just listening to that, too, it struck me how rich and resonant Nick Lowe's voice has now become.
Right.
You know, it really has matured into this really lovely, like almost baritone voice that he can sort of expand and use for different qualities. And if you listen to some of his recent stuff, he can still get back up there where he needs to be in like The Sound of Breaking Glass and some of his classic stuff. But it's really interesting later in your career for your voice to just season and become so much richer. It's usually not that way.
I was going to say, that doesn't happen to everyone.
No,
you
certainly
know?
Hasn't happened to, say, Bob Dylan on his Christmas album. Right.
Or David Lee Roth.
There you go.
No, but you're right. There's a certain like kind of stature that comes from the way Nick Lowe takes on a song.
A lot of wisdom you can hear in those.
You can hear it.
Yeah,
right.
Without a doubt. It's
and
beautiful call.
The other thing, too, notice how high up in the mix the vocals are, too, right? So they're really trying to showcase that singing vocal style and that and what he brings to the song. So
he really has had a late career renaissance that's pretty remarkable.
He's great. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he really is kind of a legend. weekend in his own time. So thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. That was a great selection.
Falls Church.
Check out this whole album now.
Yeah, me too.
This looks really good. So
good for the holidays.
All right, we'll do some more holiday songs tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we'll keep this going. We're going to get some more calls from people. So
I'll be here.
All right. It's holiday song of the day on Rockin' the Suburbs. Right. Please call. Leave your own messages about anything music related. It's 612-440-1984. Or email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe and do all those things. And you know what? Give someone else the gift of a great podcast. Tell them about our show.
I love
that. That's all
Jim.
You have to do, right?
Give someone else the gift of a great podcast.
Yes. Just, you know, maybe in those holiday cards you send out, just say like, oh, and by the way,
subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs.
Make your 2019 brighter. Subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs. There you go.
Yeah. That'll be on our holiday card.
That's right.
And if you want to send us eggnog, where do you stand on eggnog, Jim?
Oh,
are
I
you
love
a fan?
Eggnog.
Okay, good. Ship us out a couple cartons.
Although I will say that eggnog is one of those food / drinks, whatever, anything you consume where it's like, it starts off great, but if you have too much of it,
you don't want it for a whole nother year.
It becomes not so great. So you got to drink that in moderation.
That's why I start early in the morning with my eggnog.
There you go. All right, let's do more holiday songs. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I was born in Bethlehem. It's been 2,000 years since then. But I've done what I can to be there when a man can find a friend. I was born in Bethlehem.
That's why I start early in the morning with my eggnog.